Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You knew the attacks on Ron Paul were going to kick into high gear now that in Iowa and other states, he's in first or second in all the major polls. But now the Iowa governor, the Republican establishment rhino, big government individual, is coming out and saying ignore a Ron Paul win, and he himself is trying to derail the Iowa caucuses and claiming that it's Ron Paul's fault and saying it's going to be discredited forever now to try to make Iowans hate Ron Paul, which I guess means hate themselves because they're supporting him. I mean, you talk about mind control. You talk about selling trendiness and what's in style, being a slave, being in debt, being lied to, supporting banker bailouts, supporting all these illegal wars, supporting the overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they always say, the troops want more war. And of course, in every major poll, over 70% are against it, and Ron Paul gets over 70% of the donations from Democrats and Republicans compared to the other candidates. It's the same thing. You know, the troops love war and want more. The troops don't like you, but the facts don't show that. Oh, my gosh, Ron Paul is discrediting the Iowa caucuses. I have the quotes right here. Oh, my goodness, this is going to destroy Iowa's importance, and you know whose fault it is. It's that Ron Paul. What they're saying to you in a mind control game is, here, hold this hand grenade. And you're like Wile E. Coyote, I guess, when Roadrunner gives him the hand grenade. He's like, oh, thank you, and then sits there and it blows up. Are we that stupid? The globalists are almost out of bullets. They're almost out of bullets, but and they tried to destroy Rand Paul, and it backfired. But in this case, they could have some success on this unless we really expose what they're doing, because there's nothing mainline Republicans are more into than going to their fake church and thinking it's the end of the world and never fighting corruption or tyranny, and basically just going with whoever Fox News tells them. And they're like, Newt Gingrich is for global government, open borders and carbon taxes and Obamacare. He's the sensible one. And you're like, but that doesn't make any sense. They're like, but Fox News says it. And if a Republican governor says it, you're going to destroy our state's reputation. If you vote for Ron Paul, he's a bad, nasty man for being right all these years about everything and staying the course and always voting the way he said he would. And it's just terrible he's going to win. We told you he didn't exist and he was a piece of garbage and everything else, but now just ignore the win. And they go on to say, Paul poses an existential threat to the state's cherished kickoff status. It's his fault. He's going to destroy it. And the little specialness of Iowa Republicans. And, oh, well, don't ruin my little power trip of being a Republican Iowa voter in the caucus. Well, I'll have to vote against him. Save these Republicans because he has little chance to win the GOP nomination. That same mantra. He'll never win Iowa. He'll never win New Hampshire. Surging in all the polls. Same thing they tried with Rand. I mean, the Democrats had people dress up as racist and run around once he got the nomination. The Republicans tried some of the same stuff. Banker bailout, you know, big banks just poured money into his competition, but they failed because we've passed that flux point, that Rubicon, at which they're so discredited that if they say something about you horrible, people are have enough basic instinct and common sense to go, you mean the lying, corrupt system that's been caught lying thousands of times and got us into this mess? They're saying he's bad, and oh my gosh, I better not go there. But, I mean, here's the spectacle. It's up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's up at Drudge has the headline, Iowa governor, ignore Ron Paul win. Here's Politico. Will Ron Paul kill the caucuses? That's right. He's ruining everything. Standing for election in the democratic process in our republic. I mean, is there anything nastier? I mean, he's running for office and he's winning. He's so, that's the worst thing I ever heard of.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of December, 2011, and here are the headlines for Politico and others. Will Ron Paul kill the caucuses? How dare him run for office in America? He's going to ruin everything. So that's the new attack strategy. Claim that he is just a horrible person, trying to influence people and telling them, don't throw your vote away, don't throw your vote away, don't discredit Iowa. I mean, new levels of them trying to invoke trendiness in people and the self-fulfilling prophecy of resistance is futile, you can't have Ron Paul. But it shows, just like with Rand Paul, that this is boomeranging back on them. So that's coming up. Here's Politico. Will Ron Paul kill the caucuses? Iowa governor comes out and says, ignore Ron Paul win. Ignore our state. And says, our state is discredited, and then blames it on Ron Paul. That'd be like going to a party, climbing up on top of the table, defecating in the punch bowl, and then pointing your finger at someone else, as everybody knows you just did it, and saying, he did it. He pooped in the punch bowl. And that's what the Iowa governor's done. He's climbed up to the Iowa caucuses punch bowl, which is the most important kickoff of the election. It's the start of everything. And Ron Paul's in pole position, getting ready a week and a half away from this. And if he wins it, he's going to be half a revolution around the track ahead of the competition. The vast majority of the time, if you win the Iowa caucus, you end up getting the nomination of the party. And he is up there saying this discredits our state, this discredits everything, and it's Ron Paul's fault. When it's just a totally made up, as they've always said he can't win, and they've always said he isn't going anywhere when he's in first, second, or third place in every poll in the last 6 months. We've shown you studies, scientific studies, Pew Research, breakdowns of that from Texas universities. We've had the anthropologists / sociologists, statisticians in. We've gone over it. Ron Paul gets the shortest amount of time in the debates. Everything stacked against him, but the people know the game is rigged, so they want Ron Paul. And the system plays this game of saying, no, you can't have that fish. It's like you take your kids to get fish at the pet store, and they want some really expensive exotic fish or, you know, some saltwater fish. You're like, no, that's a saltwater fish. We have a freshwater, but I want that fish. But the issue, and they're saying, no, Ron Paul is a saltwater fish. No, he's not, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? He's the perfect fish for the Republic. And they won't let us have him in the fish tank. Man, I'm coming up with some weird analogies off the top of my head here. The others are a bunch of dead fish, a bunch of dead New World Order sharks with one-way eyes, soulless minions who've proven themselves servants of the New World Order. I mean, look at Mitt Romney, wrote Obamacare, supports carbon taxes, supports amnesty and open borders. And then even worse, if it's possible, Newt Gingrich, open illuminist, world government, end of the family, end of America, New World Order speeches, carbon taxes, Hillary Care supporting, oh yes, his own little version of it, on and on and on. He's loyal opposition to the New World Order. That's what he is. And I can't even go over all the things Gingrich supports. It's mind-blowing. And what do we have happening here? What do we have going on? We have Politico, AP, Reuters, the talk show host, all attacking him, saying Ron Paul is ruining Iowa and ruining the state's importance. And now they're telling the voters that, you know what, Ron Paul is ruining our state as the kickoff. He's discrediting us as the fact that whoever wins Iowa normally wins the nomination, except in, what, two cases in the last 100 years or more. And I tell you, it's just terrible what he did. And Ron Paul's sitting there, a man of honor, a man of integrity, saying the same thing 30 years ago that he said today. We're putting a video together showing that in speeches he gave, TV appearances, interviews he did right here in Austin, Texas on Access TV in 1988 about drug prohibition, government drug dealing, New World Order, government engineering AIDS virus. We've got it all dug up. I mean, an Alex Jones, that's what he is a medical doctor, veteran, only guy on the congressional baseball team to ever knock a home run. The list goes on and on. Just a great all-around family man. And he is the prototype of Alex Jones. And I got to say, the prototype's better than the modern thing, isn't he? So the point is, but we all do the best we can, is that they are scared to death of him. They are scared to death of him. And they do not know what to do. And so they're playing this mind game, this insulting game. It's like when I saw those news articles in the last few days, Bloomberg, Weekly Standard, all attacking the fact that Alex Jones is a supporter of Ron Paul, and Ron Paul will not disavow him and goes on his radio show, and for good reason. Ron Paul warns of military to be on the streets, and so does Jones. They are unstable and insane. Just vicious attacks. That's just a few of them. And then meanwhile, in the very same publications, there's articles about, well, they have gotten rid of posse comitatus and we'll be putting troops on the streets and citizens can be secretly arrested and disappear, but it's all for our security. Meanwhile, these men are insane. Ron Paul is insane. He says that the government brings in narcotics. And then Bloomberg linked to Ron Paul giving a speech about it and an article we wrote. It's almost like they're patriots or something and are like publishing this stuff thinking their masters won't realize, because I know this has happened in some cases, I've been told behind the scenes, that actually when they then link to us, people go and see the truth, because every comment on the Bloomberg article, every comment of hundreds, and I read through most of them. I couldn't believe it at like 5 a.m. this morning when I woke up. Hundreds and hundreds of comments were all seeing right through them. Because the Bloomberg article attacking myself and Ron Paul linked to a data page with all the congressional C-SPAN hearings admitting government drug dealing and the aircraft crashing, Reuters full of cocaine, the CIA, and the CIA being caught over and over again, and all the reports and everything Ron Paul's talking about. I mean, Ron Paul is talking about admitted things that came out in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through to today. And it's so ham-fisted when the system attacks us that you're like, do they really think people are buying this? Ron Paul believes the military is being trained to deploy in America. This is the type of unstable craziness that we deal with, and that's why it's good that they're going to try to bar him from some of the future Republican debates, because this man is absolutely dangerous. And then they link to InfoWars.com with just links everywhere to mainstream news admitting it. So now they're trying this new game, which is a twist on the old game of saying, Ron Paul, we're all very prideful in Iowa. For 100-plus years, the nation has looked to Iowa first as a bellwether, as who was going to have the starting position and who was favored to win. And in 80-plus percent of the time, that person has gotten the presidential nomination against the incumbent presidential candidate. But not anymore. Iowa's discredited. But wait, it's worse. It's worse. In fact, I have the articles right here. It's worse. It will discredit all of the primaries because he might win those two. I mean, it'd be like if a boxer got in the ring and said he can never win. He's the underdog. And he gets up there and in two or three rounds knocks the other guy out. They're like, well, that discredits this fighter. That discredits his this entire arena and this entire boxing system. It'd be like if a team won the Super Bowl and they said, well, this discredits the NFL forever. That dirty team that won the Super Bowl, they've discredited everything. Coming from behind and winning, something must be wrong. I mean, this is the mind game. And so Iowans are like, oh, my gosh, it's all over talk radio, all over the news. It's the talking point. Don't vote for Ron Paul, because if he wins, it discredits Iowa and our pride. Don't do it. Be trendy. Vote for a good globalist. Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich. All the other candidates have fallen because people learn who they are. Ron Paul, everybody knows who he is. And so the establishment Republicans that vote for the bailouts and the open borders and everything else, all this garbage, who voted for the TSA to grab your wife's breasts and stick their hand down your pants and put you in microwave ovens, these globalist traitors bought and paid for chicken feed, think that we're so weak-minded and think Iowans are so weak-minded. I mean, listen to this. Will Ron Paul kill the caucuses? Politico. Well, I tell you, Gary Allen, a true patriot's son, started Politico. Gary Allen, who wrote None Dare Call Conspiracy, and he is and friends with Ron Paul. They've got to be ashamed of what looking down from heaven, what his son has done with Politico. It is such a nasty establishment rag. It makes me want to throw up. I know there's a few good reporters there that I've talked to off record, but their Ron Paul savaging is just disgusting. The alarms are sounding in Iowa. Conservatives, oh, conservatives, yes. You mean rhino globalists. And Republican elites in the state are divided over who to support for the GOP nomination. But they almost uniformly express concern over the prospect that Ron Paul and his army of activist supporters may capture the state's 2012 nomination contest, an outcome many fear would do irreparable harm to the future role of the first in the nation caucuses. The spin rooms, the bar rooms, and the online forums. The what to do about Ron Paul conversation has become pervasive as polls show him on or near the top just weeks before the January 3rd vote. Paul poses an existential threat to the state's cherished kickoff status. Oh, look what he did in the punch bowl. He went out and fought with ideas and is winning. It's so horrible. Oh, my gosh. Say these Republicans, because he has little chance to win. Again, that mind control lie. again, and normally he'd be winning. They say, well, that's the leader. Oh, nomination. But no, he can't win. He's ruining it. So they go on to say, Iowa will never be the same. It'll be hated. No, Iowa will be known as projecting Ron Paul into the number one slot. Stay with us. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
So the system has gone into absolute panic mode and is talking to the people of Iowa like they're children. Oh, don't vote for that Ron Paul. You know, you'll be discredited. Oh, my gosh, that Ron Paul wrote that AIDS might have been manufactured to kill black people. And you know why he wrote that in his newsletter? It's because he doesn't like black people. Ron, you know, his son worships Aqua Buddha and kidnaps women. Of course, all of that proven wrong. Having people dress up like hayseeds in Kentucky from the Democratic challenger and running around saying racist things. And I've already seen headlines. Ron Paul supporter calls black people monkeys. I saw that as a national news headline yesterday. So you can just go out into the street and randomly find some crazy person and I guess have them say, a crazy person say, Obama wants to eat white babies. And if a crazy person says it, oh, Obama's guilty because the guy said, you know, that Obama should eat white babies. I mean, this is the biggest guilt by association crud that I've ever seen. But that's not working. So now they're going into, oh, my gosh. I mean, think about on the surface of it how asinine it is to have the governor come out and say our caucuses are discredited and Iowa is going to lose its place as the most important political kickoff point in the United States. A central pillar of the political system in this country. He's saying that to terrorize the political process and to engage in dirty tricks. He is introducing that idea and trying to violate, and listen to me carefully, our Republican form of government, trying to tamper with the election with an incredibly dirty trick. In fact, get me Paul Watson on the line. I know Lord Monckton's coming up. I want to get Watson on the line right now, and then I can talk to Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, Steve, all of them need to get on this. Because looking at this, this really is sabotage. And wait, it gets worse. The anonymous group, which is whoever the government wants to say they are, it's just a honeypot to set people up. Anonymous says that they're going to attack the caucuses and then gives no reason why. And now the FBI has to come in and oversee the tallying there at the different caucuses as they add it up, because it's an old-fashioned voice vote, but they'll tabulate that, and the government will oversee, I guess, the computer, the calculator, where they add it up. Oh, because the cutout group Anonymous, which is just a domestic term like Al-Qaeda, is this fake Muslim cutout that they can use as a sock puppet to menace people and take their liberties. Now, oh my gosh, the GOP is so concerned, AP reports, Iowa GOP worried by hacker threat to caucus vote. And now, because they've associated Anonymous with all these good causes, and there's good people involved in it who took the bait, just like Occupy Wall Street is just this blanket cutout where they can then project, the establishment can, whatever they want onto anybody that's part of that diverse group who arrives. It's kind of like they say, well, arrive at this street corner if you want to fight for liberty and freedom. And then the government's waiting there to do something horrible and blame it on you when you show up. That's basically what these anonymous cutouts are. That's what's so dangerous about them. That's why you need to put your John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence and be public. Never run around in the dark in a militia with people saying, we're doing stuff that's illegal. We might have to get ready for war with the government. That's a Fed. You're being led by a Fed who's trying to see if he can trick you to do something or just get enough fake evidence on you to put you on the news. If you want to train as a militia secretly to defend the Republic, that's one thing, but it needs to be people you know and trust, as Ron Paul said in his newsletters a long time ago. And then you don't talk about offensive action, as Ron Paul said. Never shoot first. Defend your family. But if you want to be a public organization that's above board and has soup kitchens for people and wears urban camo, a suit and tie, that's the way to go. And tell people train for military readiness to fight criminals, tyrants. The government says get ready for the border to collapse and 30 million more illegals to pour in. They're getting FEMA camps ready as if the government can do that. It's the old posse system. That's what we need. Civil defense. And civil defense is above board and good and wholesome. They got rid of civil defense because they don't like the idea of the citizens working with the legitimate government. They want to have a mercenary globalist foreign takeover of this country. And let me tell you, it's up to us to get the word out on what this Iowa governor's doing, trying to discredit our electoral process and then blame it on Ron Paul in a false flag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 live. Okay, we're going to be joined in just a moment by Lord Christopher Monckton via video Skype. He joined us last week from Durban, South Africa, and helped circulate the draft of the new global treaty the UN's trying to get that is a death sentence for over a billion people, cutting off their resources. It is a eugenics population reduction cult, post-industrialist group. But as they begin to be routed, they are simply going more and more to what they've called for in The Guardian, green fascism. Not my words, theirs. Arresting, as the White House regulations are, has said, Cass Sunstein, those of us that do not believe in anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. But they've simply moved to a new weapon system because that propaganda has been discredited to any climate change being abnormal, and the only thing that is normal is change and a constant state of it, and have shifted to sustainable development, smart growth that was always the next phase. And here in Austin, it's selective enforcement. When you leave as a former mayor here, you then literally take over private banks that control the land you stole. Here in Austin, Texas, they've taken more than 50,000 acres of people's property, on average 5 years after stealing it in an environmental land grab, because they can't get it federally, they just do it locally. And that's what Schwarzenegger said 2 years ago, Copenhagen. He said, we'll just go through the governors and the mayors and county commissioners. And they come in, they seize the land, farms, ranches, development zones, and then have their environmental boards remove the restrictions after it's in government trust, and then it's sold to them publicly. I mean, this is crime out in the open. Well, it's what the Chinese are revolting against and taking over major towns and cities in China over the Communist Party taking property and then later giving it to themselves. I mean, it is just brazen criminality. They look, 99% of the people at the mid and high levels of environmentalism are just wicked control freaks who are stealing property. I've been to Smart Growth conferences. I've talked to them, and I'll say, I know you're just doing this to get property. And when the camera's off, they'll look at me and say, you bet it is, and you're not going to stop us. Now get out of my way. I mean, these are hard. And then they'll be in front of the news going, oh, I'm so liberal. Oh, it's for the earth. But behind the scenes, they're like, shut up, Jones. I mean, they're just nasty, nasty people. And when you see them laughing at you, I mean, I've been in elevators with them before, and I've been at restaurants when they walk over in front of people and say, how's it going, Jones? You're not going to stop us. It's normal to have a government that decides on development and controls society, and that's the way it is. These are, I mean, Lord Monk has been beat up by police before on video. I mean, this is what they do. I have video later of in California and other areas, people try to speak politely at city council now and are being arrested or threatened with arrest. If they criticize government in any way, they say that is not allowed. Police seize them. So it's happening. But after we talk about this and get a quick update from Lord Monk, and I'm going to get his take because he's also run for high office. He's been in the highest levels, the top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, award-winning journalist in his own right. But he stood for high office in Scotland, and they just totally ignored him there. And they've done that blackout with Ron Paul, but it hasn't worked. And so now they're saying if you let him win Iowa, you have discredited the electoral process, which is an attack on the election system. And I've got a report coming out very soon on that, so we'll get his take on that. But I saw a Fox News article that was basically telling us a week later what Monkton had said was going to happen at Rio coming up here. They are openly saying, and they admit here, they will take over development, manufacturing, everything through the rubric of sustainable development, which the EPA says in documents allows them the power to do anything. They're not going to try to argue fake science now. They're just going to say, for the earth or for the trees, you can't build. And here in Austin, or one of Lord Monkton, they will now have a tree is bigger than 10 inches around, up to 15 to 20, they have different variants. And you go to them for the voodoo, they won't let them build 10, 15, 20, 30, 40-story high-rises, which actually, if you believe there's no room, are, quote, sustainable, unless you're an insider. Now, if you pony up and pay them off and give their wives jobs, they're just open crooks, then you can cut down whatever you want. But if you've got ugly, haggard trees, and you're offering to plant trees on the roof, doesn't matter. They say no unless you bow to them and pay them whatever they want. And then if they've got a better offer, you're not going to get it anyways. Just like General Electric can build all the new power plants they want, everybody else is being shut down. So General Electric comes and says, you're going to be shut down in 1 month, sell to us for nothing. And people are like, here's the power plant. And the prices are doubling. They're laughing. They are a criminal mafia. Now, I know I'm ranting here because this is a time to rant. This is brazen authoritarianism. But they aren't dressed up in a Hitler outfit, so people don't recognize it. These are conscious demons. Lord Monkton joins us. He is the British politician, public speaker, former newspaper editor, and hereditary peer, formerly a member of the Conservative Party. Monkton has been the head of the policy unit for UK Independence Party. And it goes on there. And I just can't break down his entire. He was the head of the policy unit, number 10, Downing Street. He also worked for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph, Today, and The Evening Standard, and UKIP.org or scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Sir, I'm ranting, and I appreciate you joining us and giving us your time. It's just to see them engaging in these crimes, it's becoming outrageous. And now that you and others have exposed them, they're upping the ante and declaring total power over everything. And they say they don't care what Congress or Parliament does. They rule.
Well, of course, in the end, in a democracy like America, where no legislative power is supposed to go anywhere except Congress, Congress can take that power back. It can say to the EPA, enough is enough, no more messing about. If you want to exercise this kind of authority, you have to have a statute to do that. You haven't got one, and we're shutting you down. And actually now the EPA probably does more harm than good, and it should actually be abolished. It's no longer a useful organization. And what is happening, the mistake they've made, is that they have tried to politicize science itself. I've said this before, but it bears saying again. Science is a search for objective truth. It can't be politicized. You can pretend to politicize it for a time, but in the end, the truth pokes through. One of my favorite examples of this is when Hitler didn't like the fact that Einstein, a Jew, had invented the theory of relativity. And so he got 100 scientists loyal to the regime, the consensus, let's call them, to produce a book which was called 100 Scientists Against Einstein. And Einstein, who had had the sense to leave Germany by then and was safely in the United States, was asked by the press what he thought about this. And he said, gentlemen, it's really very simple. If I am wrong, it will only take a single paper by one scientist to demonstrate that. Doesn't matter how many scientists you line up in a row, that's not how science is done, he said. And of course, that's exactly the position we're in now. You have the scientists lining up with the state, the authorities, the EPA, saying the climate is all terrible, it's all gloom and doom, we're going to set the world on fire.
Publicly on the payroll.
Publicly on the payroll, but they're being caught out because it isn't happening. Remember that famous ClimateGate email from the original batch of emails, this one by Kevin Trenberth, who's right at the heart of this scare, one of the people that is perpetrating what I increasingly think is looking rather like fraud. And what he said privately in his email to his colleagues was, there has been no global warming for a decade. We cannot explain why. It is a travesty that we can't. That's what they're saying to each other privately. They know that this has all gone wrong. They know their sums are incorrect, and they simply can't bear to let go. Breaking news, I often do this on your show. I now have access to the first three major chapters that are being written for the next IPCC quinquennial assessment report, due out in somewhere towards the end of next year or the beginning of the year after that. And yet again, they are trying to pretend that the amount of global warming we can expect to get if we double the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by the end of this century, which we will, whatever they try to do about it, they're trying to say that will cause 3 or 4 or even 5 Celsius of warming, kind of 7, 8, 9, 10 Fahrenheit. Well, the answer is no, it won't. It'll cause at most half of that, probably more like a third of that. But they're still desperately clinging by their fingernails to this bogus story, even though it's now quite clear that the climate isn't responding in the way they predicted. And let me give you a little vignette from Durban, which illustrates how cheesily they're trying to cheat on the data, and they're succeeding in fooling your average politician who knows absolutely no science. I ran into, in the corridors there, the Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, a guy called Michel Jarraud. And I said to him, I've just heard you interviewed, and you were saying that the science is solid. This is the new speak for the science is settled. They're now saying the science is solid. And I said, but on the question of what's called climate sensitivity, the how much man-made global warming are we going to get question, I said the science is very far from solid. It's becoming quite evident now that we've had no global warming for a decade. The numbers are just not coming out the way you said they would. And the fact is there are very good reasons in the peer-reviewed literature why we now know it's not going to warm at the rate which the IPCC is trying to peddle and upon which the entire scare rests. And he said, oh, well, the trouble with you is, he said, you date all your graphs from 1998, when there was a big spike in global warming because of a natural event, the El Nino that year. And I said, no, I don't. Don't try to change the subject. Stick to the point. He said, well, you have to go back not 10 years, but 30 years. And I said, no, you don't. You have to go back 60 years. so as to cancel out both the warming and the cooling phase of the Great Ocean Oscillations, a 60-year cycle in the climate. And if you go back only 30 years, you're capturing only the warming half. And then you say, that's all man-made warming. No, it isn't. A lot of it's natural. You have to go back 60 years. And he was furious that I knew that. And he said, I'm not going to stand around listening to lectures from you. I said, well, I've made a very simple point. I've said what I want to say. What do you want to say? Well, he didn't really want to say anything very much. He was furious that he'd been caught out in this very devious way of trying to present things, to say you have to go back to, say, 1976. That's when the natural warming from the Pacific Decadal Oscillation began, and it ended in 2001.
But let me stop you, Lord Monckton. You always get into science with these people, but you know from the Club of Rome and the rest of it that the UN set up, it's about power grabs and population reduction. And of course he didn't want to talk to you because he knows. I'm telling you, obviously you've attacked them on the science, and that's good, because they wear this laurel of paid off scientists and say, oh, peer reviewed. But at the end of the day, it's about a power grab. I'm telling you, in Austin, you don't build anything unless they say, I live under a supreme Soviet.
The way to stop this nonsense, though, is to fight them on the science and on the economics. These are the two battlegrounds where they do not have control because the facts are not...
No, I understand that. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Yep. What about the big announcement? Then you've gotten the internal documents. You know what's going to be in this new Rio thing coming up. Fox News says they've got some of the same information and are reporting that the EPA, rather than back off, is planning to just start shutting everything down.
Well, that, of course, is what the EPA will do while Obama is still in the White House. And at least in America, you can do something about that. You can vote out your leaders and vote in a new one. We can't do that here in the UK because our leaders are the unelected commissars of the European dictatorship. We have no control over them whatsoever. And they have just made a complete mess of the whole of Europe's finances. That's now washing over into the rest of the world. And you heard it here first. Greece will go into formal hard default on March the 12th. So if you want to short the euro and make yourself a little money, from mid-February onwards, that would be a good thing to do. These people, their arrogance has long surpassed their abilities. And not only on financial matters, but also on climate matters, these people don't know what they're doing. And they're trying to grab more and more power, because otherwise people will find out and sack them. Well, the time is now coming where it's becoming blindingly obvious, as far as the climate is concerned, that we do not have a problem on anything like the scale they've been trying to pretend. It's quite clear the climate simply isn't changing fast enough, anything like fast enough, to match their original story.
Yes, sir, Lord Monckton. I mean, respectfully... Obviously, you've done more than anybody to fight them and expose them. I agree with you facing them on the science, but I'm saying then they just make up new lies, then we've got to expose those, and clearly they're discredited. My point is the mafioso nature of government insiders shutting down coal plants in Europe and the United States that aren't part of the inside club, I think that point is particularly devastating. The proof that this is just a mafia demanding environmental protection money if you want the ability to engage in any human activity. The statements by this UN coterie of villainous vermin openly stating they want a post-industrial world, these are just they are unspeakably wicked. I mean, they are dangerous.
They are, but the way to deal with them is to meet them head-to-head on the facts. And that's what I've been very quiet in. It's why they're so angry with me. You Google Monckton, you see this hate mail from all over the world generated by these people to try to destroy the reputations of anyone who dares to argue with them. But I'm still here. And the reason is that they know that in the end, on the science, I am trying to get it right while they are trying to get it wrong.
But they are conscious authoritarians.
I'm more likely to get it right because at least I'm trying to.
Sure, but I mean, they are, from your research, conscious authoritarians.
Oh, of course they are. These are people who would like, it's the old phrase from the comic books, world domination. You know, they're like the Mekon. in the Dandare comics, and we remember those, who wanted world domination. Of course they do. They are comic strip characters, and they would love to take the world over using the environment as a sort of green fig leaf to hide behind. But in the end, this is failing. This is the great thing, Alex. It's failing. It's failing because they dared to try to politicize science and the economics, for that matter. It's actually 20 to 100 times cheaper to sit back, enjoy the sunshine, and do nothing than it is to try to do anything at all to try to make global warming go away. It really is cheaper just to leave it alone. And people are beginning to work this out. The scientific literature in the economic journals is near unanimous in saying there's no point in spending any money on trying to make global warming go away. It's just money down the drain if you do. And gradually, even the dimmest politicians are beginning to realize that this is just a waste of money at a time when there isn't a lot of money in the kitty to waste. You know, you've got America going bust, Britain going bust, Europe going bust because of extravagant overspending by exactly this class.
And environmental policy shutting down our industry.
All of that, it all contributes to the loss of tax revenue, which makes the government's figures a great deal worse. So in the end, some very hard choices are going to have to be made quite soon by the electorate. And they're going to have to say, do we want to vote in a party which buys all this environmental...
Stay there, sir. Tell us on the other side. This is key information. Ford Monkton's our guest. Stay with us.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will be with us till 5 into the next hour. Then Hoppy Heidelberg, the head of the federal grand jury, who discovered that it was an inside job to blame conservatives and libertarians for the terror attack. He's going to be joining us talking about the new film, A Noble Lie, which is the only really professionally produced film on the subject of Oklahoma City, available at Infowars.com, by the way, sold out everywhere else. But we've got them stockpiled to get them out to people. Also, on top of it, you can get the Everything Special, all 18 of my films, 70%+ off, $99.95, normally $360. And in some areas of the country, you can still get it by Christmas. Some areas you can't, but regardless, it's a great gift of freedom, gift of truth, and it financially supports our operation that undoubtedly is at the tip of the spear fighting the globalists. Now, going back to Lord Christopher Monckton, who's the head of public policy at the UK Independence Party, the fastest growing party in the UK because they oppose globalist tyranny. England has over 70% of its laws made by unelected bureaucrats. Now the bureaucrats are saying to Europe, you're going to give up whatever rights you had and give it to us through the fraud the banksters have induced. But something happened. James Cameron, who said he won't let the British people or the people of the UK vote on getting out of the euro, he's now suddenly voting on euro power grab. So what's happening, Lord Monckton?
Very, very interesting. This is the influence of the United Kingdom Independence Party, because 83 of David Cameron's backbenchers rebelled against him in a vote on Europe a few weeks ago in the House of Commons. And he began to realize that he is out of touch with his party on this issue, and if he stayed out of touch with it until the next election, and UKIP is still there standing against him, then we will take enough votes from his right wing, if you like, to make sure that he cannot ever win a general election with an overall majority. He couldn't do it last time because we took enough votes away from him. The same will happen still more so this time, now that everybody can see that the European project has dismally and abjectly failed. And so he is beginning to run scared. And when Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy of Germany and France, respectively, were absolutely intransigent in the negotiations and wouldn't make any concessions at all to him, even though Britain isn't even in the euro and should not, therefore, be asked to submit its own budgets for approval by these unelected commissars, he finally realized that if he wanted to stay as leader of the Conservative Party, he was going to have to raise his game on the European question. And so he voted against the entire new treaty that we're going to bring in to allow the EU's commissars to put their sticky fingers all over our national budgets. They can't do that because he has vetoed it. One veto prevents any of these changes from happening, and he, for once, found the guts to do this. And it was a very good thing. And of course, you can imagine how the mainstream press treated it here. They said that we had isolated ourselves from Europe. Well, of course, no, it's the other way around. Europe has isolated itself from us by setting up essentially a fraudulent currency, which has now about the value of Monopoly money or Mickey Mouse money. And it has failed. And so David Cameron has realized he now needs to keep Britain out of any more expenditure on this nonsense. It's going to be very, very expensive putting the European Union's finances right.
Well, this is key, Lord Monckton.
We'll not be required to pay for it.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back with five more minutes with you. And I know you wouldn't say that you have a date when Greece is going to basically default and all this if you didn't. Incredible information. I briefly want to ask you about Ron Paul, but Lord Monckton is our guest. And if you want to visit his website, it's excellent. Send it to your friends that are under globalist brainwashing who want to pay indulgences to Al Gore. ScienceandPublicPolicy.org.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.